Good evening. This is KD2JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Matt. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater at 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of every month, except December, February, and March. Next monthly meeting will be April 19, 2016, at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Art and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2JWC Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any portable, battery-powered, mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now, please. This is KD2JWC Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any Echolink stations that wish to check in? I will now pause for 15 seconds. Come now, please.
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James, checking in through Echolink from Oneonta, New York. And Matt, it looks like it's just you and me here on Echolink tonight.
Okay, KD2FPM, Kevin James, thank you for your check-in, and you have the floor.
All right, good evening, Matt, and a good evening to everyone up north tonight. I got 29 degrees out here, KD2FPM in Oneonta. Some clouds overhead, and boy, I'm working on those weather forecasts for this weekend, and I'm not liking what I'm seeing. I'm seeing highs only in the single digits and lows on the overnight in the minus teens, so that's not making me too happy. But it will be short-lived from what I'm seeing so far. By this time next week, it looks like we could be back up in the upper 30s and low 40s and maybe some mixed precipitation again. That roller coaster will continue, it looks like, so kind of a neat thing. Just want to let the monitors up in the Boonville area know that the Norwich repeater has been repaired, and 146.685 megahertz negative offset with a PL of 110.9, and that repeater has a bigger and better footprint now, so you might want to, you know, check that out in your leisure, see if you can get in there. Because I know I'm enjoying it from here at my house, being able to get into it directly, so that's kind of cool. So, also, the Oneonta Amateur Radio Club will be having their monthly meeting on the 15th of this month. Brian Webster, N2KGC Club President, will be doing a presentation on free satellite television. It'll be at the Alumni Hall, 7 p.m. at the SUNY Oneonta campus, and we do monitor the Oneonta frequency 146.850. with a PL of 167.9, and that also has a negative offset. So if you're interested in coming down, we will be looking forward to that. Until then, I'll say 73 KD2FPM, back to net control.
Okay, thank you, Kevin. Yeah, I see there actually, we got a lake effect snow advisory out for us. I don't know if we'll actually get anything from it or not, but would be kind of nice, and I actually might enjoy those colder temperatures for a few days. I know, you'll shoot me for that one later. Alrighty, I'm not seeing anyone else on the queue for Echolink, so this is KD2JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
N2PFM, good evening.
Okay. Check in of N2PFM. George, how are you this evening?
Well, good evening. Good evening to Kevin James and to anybody else listening on the net as well. Especially those at Dolores True Value in Lions Falls, who I know faithfully listen to this net by Scanna almost every night. We got a temperature here of 28 degrees. Temperature range today, today was 26 to 31. And we had a little bit of drift of snow this morning, and the snowing light to moderate snowfall right now with about an inch almost an inch accumulation so far. So that's what's going on here. And we're supposed to have a little on and off stuff, although Watertown so far has no advisories or warnings listed as of about an hour ago, last time I went on the computer and looked. So that's about what's going on. Nothing too much else to report. N2PFM, and I'll be clear.
Okay, thank you, George. I was actually wondering if you guys had anything up there this morning or not. We actually had an inch, depending upon where you were in the town, and in my little bit higher elevation area here, we had an inch, and in town it was like quarter, maybe a half. So I actually had to go out this morning and do a salt run and scrape a few parking lots up. Okay, are there any other regular members, guests, wishing to check in? This is KD2JWC for the Black River Valley Service Net.
WA to you.
AC2NBU.
Okay, check in of WA2U and KC2NBU. I got John, and sorry, KC2NBU, I do not have you in my notes. I don't have a name for you. Sorry about that. We'll take and start off with WA2U. John, how are you?
Okay, very good, Matt. WA2U, good evening to you and to George and Kevin James and Ray. Ray is the guru. He's the trustee of this repeater, so it's an important call. And I don't know, say good evening to any of those that are out there listening, monitoring, I'm sure. Thanks for the information about, I think that's the same frequency as the Norwich repeater, the old Solis repeater, on 146.685, I think you mentioned that. Yeah, a lot of the repeaters in the Rochester net area use 110.9. And what is going on today? Let's see, Kathy and I had a nice workout here and this evening. We're enjoying our gym. She racked up a number of miles on the Airdyne and did her Roman chairs, and I did the same. I worked out on the Tough Stuff, the weight machine. Boy, I'm just so glad that all that stuff is back together out there. We spent a few $1,000s putting all that together, and I had my doubts when we started working on this house if I'd ever see it back together again. It was all taped up and boxed up, and but it's all out there, and we got we're in the process of hooking up the stereo. I just ordered some new stuff from SiriusXM so I can transfer the receiver that's in the living room and take it out in the foyer and plug it in a docking station, and the same radio receiver I could take it to camp. But it was kind of pains listening to regular commercial FM radio where I think they play three songs and play 13 various commercials. I know that's what keeps the lights going, but boy, is that gets old real quick. So today we spent time, I ordered a car kit for the camp because everything up there runs on 12 volts, so we're looking forward to getting it all plugged in and running. And I finished up the battery boost here, put some cables on, got the Anderson power poles on everything. That is so nice. I'm to be able to take one radio and just plug it into something, and you don't have to worry about connectors. You can only plug it in one way. You standardize everything, so everything we have, we've got a few cables that have an Anderson power pole on one end, the other end is a cigarette lighter adapter in case someone comes up to camp and they want to plug something else, and we can at least make adaptions for that. So we've got a, oh, I don't know, it was 8 or 9, 10 plugs in this one box, and change some mantles and a lantern. And but that power boost has been a long, long time coming, so we'll take that into camp. And got the battery charger, so we worked on a lot of that stuff today. Kathy's watching something on WCNY, that's her channel 20 for her favorite channel, so. Been a good evening, and I don't think there was anything else special going on, so we'll turn it back over to you, Matt, and say good evening to everyone. And Peter's sounding good, everyone's sounding good here. WATU back to net.
Alrighty, thank you for your check-in, John. Yeah, I agree with you. I really like the Sirius XM radio too. It's nice listening to the local stations periodically, but as you said, the 90% of it's commercials, so there's maybe 2 or 3 songs, maybe 4 songs in an hour, and on top of a lot of them today really overplay some of the songs. Songs that you used to like and you kind of really don't like them anymore because you hear them 4 or 5 times in, you know, an hour or two. So the only songs that they played in that hour was the same song over and over again. All right, KC2, NBU, Ray. Sorry I didn't have your name in my notes, but you're there now. Floor is yours.
So just checking in for one more quick count. We got 26 degrees up on the hill here and very, very light snow. So we're just going to go out and shut off the heat out in the shop and call it a night.
Okay, thank you, Ray, for your check-in. Yeah, I'm thinking about doing that after I get done with Hot 10, which comes up after the net here. Alrighty, this is KD2JWC, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, late check-ins at this time? Come now, please.
KC2WI.
KC2WI, Pete, how are you doing?
Well, I swear I changed the frequency here, and you know, so I would hear the net, or if it wasn't on, I would try to do it, but I must not have switched, and the next thing I knew it was quarter after here almost, so I missed whatever was being discussed, but I looked up at the clock and said, oh, how come there's no net? And then I realized I was on the wrong frequency, so I switched over. Well, boy, the temperature has not changed at all here. It's been 28 degrees for about, I don't know, 3 hours or so. The high was 32, so it hasn't dropped that much, and I guess tomorrow will be about the same as today. And then it'll go down, unfortunately, way too far. You got the Brandingham Winterfest this weekend and the parade and all the outdoor activities there. And, you know, there's been years before where it's been same kind of thing, coldest day of the year. So we'll just make do with it. Hopefully, if it's cold, it's cold and sunny and calm and not, you know, nasty. So that makes it a little better. We had half an inch, maybe, not even half an inch, I don't think, of snow this morning, and then flurries, not anything significant. And then I haven't looked out at the steps, but I swept them off this afternoon when I went out the back, and I just noticed about an hour ago that there was actually some snow on them again, but I don't think it's anything significant. So I don't know, I guess we're going to get an inch or two here or there, sort of nuisance kind of snow, not a big dump that would be of any value for rejuvenating snowmobile trails. Probably Snow Ridge is going to be making snow like crazy. to keep things up just in case we get a warm up after this cold spell, but I don't think anything's going to melt between now and sometime next week, that's for sure. Other than that, I guess not too much new going on. We did have a discussion last night on the Black River Valley Club repeater, a couple of us, about possibly setting up a field day here, and if the momentum continues, then I think we may do that. I think there's some new hams that would be, you know, that really haven't done much HF. Maybe they only got technician license, or even if they got higher class, they don't have HF rigs. And Lou KD2IO, I guess he's tonight, he's out taking his extra test, so hopefully he's going to pass that. We just got to find a good spot and see if there's really enough enthusiasm to do it. I know we've talked about it in the Boonville Club for, you know, every year it gets mentioned. And it hasn't been done, but maybe between everybody we'll get enough people that want to do it. I want to do a real field day if I do it. I've been going up to Long Lake for the last couple of years, which is a really great spot, and that nice group of people that I really mostly don't see otherwise, especially the guys from Syracuse in that area. And I've been up to when the Thousand Islands Club did it up at Tibbetts Point at the lighthouse. I've gone up when they've done it at the Clayton Park or the Clayton Arena or something. It's a real nice setup from the pictures I've seen, and it's nice because it's public, you know, really out there where the public can see it. But maybe we can get a real field day going around here. KC2WI.
Okay, thank you, Pete. Yeah, that sounds cool. I'd actually like to participate when I'm only a technician, but even if I'm beings, I wouldn't mind to actually just kind of sit in and be involved in one. And I'm planning on trying to, here as soon as I get a chance, take and try and upgrade my license, move up some. Alrighty, are there any comments, queries, late check-ins at this time? And this is KD2JWC, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net at 21:21 local time and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone for checking in tonight. We had 5 check-ins, KD2FPM, Kevin, N2PFM, George, WA2U, John, KAC2MBU, Ray, KAC2WIP. Thank you all for your check-ins. I'll say 7-3s to all those who checked in, and 7-3 to all those listening tonight. This is KD2JWC, and I will be clear. This is KD2JWC. I will be clearing this repeater frequency through EchoLink. I want to thank you guys all for letting me hop in there and help out with net control and letting me get involved, try to give you guys a hand. I appreciate it, and I'm enjoying it. Hopefully I'm doing okay or at least decent with it. I will say 7-3s to everyone, and hopefully to catch everyone tomorrow night. KD2JWC is clear.
This is KD2FPM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the EchoLink system. As always, thanks for the use of EchoLink. Hopefully I'll catch you guys again tomorrow night. Until then, stay warm. 7-3, KD2FPM is clear.
Is the repeater in use? This is KD2HKB coming at you via Echolink for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Oct-10, which is currently being held on the 145.17 repeater, is held every night starting about 9:30 p.m. We are looking for any stations with or without traffic. All are welcome. Check-ins call now. I acknowledge the check-in of N5AOW. Thank you for your check-in. Are there any other stations wishing to check in to Oct-10 this evening with or without traffic? All are welcome.
KC2MDU, good evening, no traffic.
KC2NBU, thank you for your check-in. This is Oct-10. All stations are welcome. I'll make this my final call on this repeater unless something else is heard. This is KD2HKB for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Oct-10 looking for any further stations with or without traffic for the net. All are welcome. Final call. With no further check-ins heard, I'd like to thank the stations who checked in this evening and hope to hear you all again tomorrow night. This is KD2HKB. For Oct-10, saying 7-3 all. KD2HKB is clear.